Hello, my imaginary friends. SM2N here. I've got the lovely JN2N with me.
Hello.
This is my Audiomo Day 18 post. Following up the very interesting story that we've just done on JN2N's Audiomo Day 18 post, which hopefully you all have already heard when you hear this. If not, you can go and find it on audioboo.fm/JN2N. I thought we could tell a story on my boo as well, but I don't know what story to tell. What do you think about the cafeteria food in John Lewis? The salads. The salads are tiny, aren't they?
Yeah, there was a lot of Parmesan on there, but it wasn't actually much salad. I thought it was going to be a bit greener, to be honest.
What sort of salad was it?
Was it a chicken Caesar?
Chicken Caesar, is that why? Yeah. It had Parmesan shavings on top. And very little greenery.
Yeah. I wanted more something green with a bit of chicken, but that was more chicken, a lot of Parmesan, and a bit of green. It's not quite what I'd imagined. Yeah, and the rest? The soup was a bit salty.
It was very, it wasn't very, it was, what did you call it? More of an iron top.
Iron top.
It was more of an iron top than a, than a sort of a puree type soup.
Yes, there was a lot of bacon in there, and I wonder whether the bacon made it salty and they salted it as well. That's why it was a bit
The English too salty. With salting things, eh? Mind you, it's quite German to put bacon in there, isn't it?
So. Is it? Well, I suppose. Makes it taste a bit nicer. Oh, yeah, one of the school mums showed me, she said, oh, look at that. And she showed me this jar of sauerkraut that someone had given her. But it was just plain sauerkraut. So I was like, yeah, okay, you can put apple in there if you like. You can put raisins in there if you like. But make sure you put bacon in. Fry some bacon, put that in. And she was like, really? I wouldn't have done that. I was like, yes, you gotta have some fat in there. And that's the best way to, because that's how you get the flavour out. That's what my mum always says. But it works really well.
See?
Bacon in there.
See? So to get the flavour out.
Put some caraway seed. That's what my dad does.
So to get the flavour.
It's more easily digestible cabbage if you put caraway seed. There's a tip for you.
So to get the flavour out of your sauerkraut, you should put bacon in it. And to get your flavour out of your Brussels sprouts, you should put caraway seeds on.
No, that's not for... No, Brussels sprouts, you can also put bacon. No, you put... And caraway that's seed. What I always... No, the caraway seed is for easier digestion, you see.
Yeah, exactly. And it makes it taste much nicer as well.
It tastes different, yeah. It's not everyone's cup of tea, but it tastes different.
That's the German way. The English way is to put some salt on it to allow you to taste it better. Unlock the taste by putting salt on it.
Well, sometimes I suppose that works, you know, but not always. But, yeah, I suppose it depends. See, Mum always says, oh, yeah, you know, on this you have to put a bit of oil or whatever, because those vitamins are oil-soluble, so you need to have some oil on there, because otherwise you don't get all the goodness from the vegetable. That's what she always told me. But also because you have... Yeah, when you have cabbage, it's just, I don't know, first of all, having bacon on there makes it all look a bit shiny, it looks a bit more interesting, you know, and nicer than just, you know, just the, yeah, I don't know, it just adds an extra flavour. And I'm pretty sure one of the new cooks, Jamie Oliver, whoever it was, I'm pretty sure I saw this, and it's like, oh, this is all novel, you know, putting bacon on there. I was like, well... Yeah, of course you do. So, see? If Jamie Oliver or whoever it was does it, must be right. But yeah, sauerkraut's quite easy. You can put whatever you like, really. Whatever, you know, to taste. Lots of people put different things. Apple, that makes it a bit sweet. Raisin, again, a bit sweet.
See, and unlike the boo that we recorded on your account, we had absolutely no idea what we were going to talk about when we started this boo.
Yep.
So that was interesting. That was it was an interesting experience for me to record this boo with you.
Yeah, now some people are hungry and others maybe not.
I need to get...
Because I was talking about sauerkraut.
I'm out of whiskey now, you know.
No, are you?
Yeah, I am.
That's shocking. Father's Day just passed and you haven't got any more whiskey.
Well, maybe though. Maybe there'll be a late delivery.
You didn't get any.
Maybe there'll be a late.
It'll be less obvious this year, but yeah, she needs some. Okay. Okay, well, let's see if we can get you a late delivery for Father's Day.
Well, thank you for being on my boo.
Well, thank you for letting me.
Toodle-oo.
Bye.